Let me get this straight. So if the New York State Department of Health, under the direction of Governor Hochul, suspects that you are a public health risk, they can go into your home, they can go into your place of work, and they can force you into quarantine at a facility of their choosing. Am I correct?
Right. So this regulation is extremely broad. It gives the Department of Health the power to pick and choose which New Yorkers they're going to force to quarantine. And that could be in your home, but it could also be anywhere. And yes, including, you know, they give you an order. They say, okay, you've got a quarantine and you're going to this facility or detention center or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And you don't pick, they tell you, there's no due process in this. I mean, we already have New York State law that provides for the procedures that have to be gone through if you are going to try to remove someone who's a health risk to the society.
Yeah.
This regulation is in direct conflict with that provision of the public health law, which is a law. It's been passed by the legislature.
So I cannot believe that there's not more public outcry in the state. To me, this sounds like something you'd see in communist China or North Korea. Not in America.
Right. That's the problem here, is that people don't know about this regulation. It's been kept quiet. You know, the executive branch here, that's, you know, the governor and her Department of Health, are going around the legislature. They're going through the back door. They're making what really is a law. They're calling it a regulation, but it really is a law. They're putting it through the Department of Health. You know, laws are supposed to be made by the legislature, not by the executive branch.
Obviously, they're using COVID for the catalyst for this gross, gross government overreach.
Yes, I do believe that. This all started originally under Governor Cuomo back in March of 2020. And it's when the pandemic first came to New York and everybody was nervous and scared and nobody knew what it was. And, you know, so the legislature gave Governor Cuomo this special power to issue directives. He passed that power onto the agency heads. And that's when the Department of Health created this regulation.
Tell us about your lawsuit and where is that at right now?
Right. So I filed the case the beginning of April. We filed in New York State Supreme Court, and we are waiting for the Attorney General's office to answer our lawsuit, which is supposed to happen sometime today.
Okay.
And then we will be arguing the case the end of May. May 27th is our date for oral arguments on this case.
Okay. Well, hopefully it goes the way it should go. But as of today, if the state health department deems you as a public health risk, they can make you quarantine in New York.
Correct. They can make you quarantine in your home, or they can take you from your home and put you into a facility of their choosing. And the very scary thing as well is that there's no time restriction. So they could put you into a facility or force you to stay in your home for days or weeks or months. There's just no time limit in this regulation. And there's no age restriction. So they could come and tell you that you have to come with them and quarantine somewhere. Or they could tell your child.
Yeah.
Or they could tell your elderly parent or your elderly grandparent. You know, it's just the power they've given themselves in this regulation really shocks the conscience. And if your listeners would like to follow along with the lawsuit, there is a webpage that has been created and they can check it out. It's www.unitingnys.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a page there specifically for the lawsuit. So people can check it out, get updates. There are videos there, photographs, details on the case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great. People could follow along. You can even sign up for weekly newsletters to keep you updated.